This is Winter Wonderland, written by Zombified Queer, read by Mistborn Hero, a The Hotel podcast podfic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship, the auditor, the bellhop, the concierge. Tagged for hypothermia, domestic fluff, polyamory, art school alternative universe. Summary. The curator walks home alone, late at night, while it snows. The snow doesn't make for a very efficient walk back home, especially when the curator spent hours on the opposite end of campus in the warmth of the gallery. The moment he steps out into the cold, he knows he hates it immediately, but he turns up the collar of his coat, shoves his hands in his pockets, and begins to walk across campus. This late and this cold, there is no one out, not even to get coffee at the little shop in the center of the campus. The lights inside are off, and the curator longs desperately for a cup of tea to warm him. He can have one at home, his preferred blend, with milk and sugar. That thought makes him bear the cold, with the snow melting against his face, just a while longer. He trudges through the snow with a sense of resignation. Nothing is going to be shoveled or salted until after the storm passes, so he resigns himself to other thoughts. Being nestled next to the financier, she should be home tonight, and her hands are always warm, even in the middle of winter. He does appreciate her careful affection. And if he draws himself a warm bath, he knows the ceramist will take it, unfortunately, as an invitation. Not that he would mind. She is good with her hands, always knowing how to get attention out of his shoulders and neck. As the curator leaves the campus to finish the walk home, the storm picks up. The temperature decidedly drops. The wind whips at him with blasts of snow and ice. He longs for home, for his bed and the thick quilt he's laid out for winter. He longs for the warmth of both his partners and their affections. He longs for a hot mug of tea. At the house, he fumbles with his keys. His hands shake too badly to unlock the door, and he begins to panic just a little. The door opens, and the financier pulls him inside. "You're freezing," the financier says, closing the door against the storm. She locks the door and turns to cup his cheek. "Why didn't you call? I would have picked you up."
No need to drive in this weather," he manages through chattering teeth.
"Let's get you out of that coat. Warm bath?"
"Please." The ceramist comes downstairs, takes one look at him and winks. Then she's gone again. The curator listens to the sound of a hot bath being drawn. The financier takes his scarf, untying the knot. She leans in, kissing his jawline.
"You're freezing," she murmurs.
"But it's plenty warm here," he tells her.
"May I?"
The financier fingers the buttons of his coat. "Please do." She unbuttons his coat. Her hands are warm, and the curator is grateful for it. He pulls her into a hug.
"Glad you made it safe," she says softly. "Call me next time."
"I don't need."
"You will,"
she warns.
"Call me."
"Of course." She takes his coat and hangs it up. She kneels, unlacing his boots, and the creator is grateful for her. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Boys Team Mystery Box 2023. As a feel for fandom Rumi, we are doing seasons and this is set in winter. Probably. I haven't had much snow this winter, so I'm like, snow! Anyway, thank you for listening and please remember to drink some water today.